fly through the sky. And the open sky above the earth was filled with every kind of flying bird. Be fruitful and fill the earth, God said, as he blessed the living creatures of the sea and sky. And God knew that it was good. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. And God made all kinds of animals, wild ones, tame ones, even those that crawl on the ground. Then God created the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve. They were the greatest of all God's creations because he made them in his own image to be a reflection of what he is like. God made Adam and Eve with souls that would live forever. And he planned for people to rule and live in harmony with every living thing on earth. God looked at everything that he had made, and he knew it was all very, very good. And on the seventh day, God rested. God showed Adam and Eve the beauty and fruitfulness of the garden they lived in. He told them, you may eat of every tree except one, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from that tree, you will die.
Week 1. In the beginning. Key verse. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, NLT. X-ray vision. You know what's crazy? Salmon swim up rivers and rapids to the exact same spot they were born. Birds fly thousands of miles each year to find the best weather, food, and nests. Some butterflies do that too. The ocean is so big, we still don't know everything that's in it. No two snowflakes are exactly alike. Think about how many billions of snowflakes there must be in a single blizzard. The sun is about 28 million degrees Fahrenheit at its core, but it never burns up. You've probably learned some amazing nature facts in school. God created all that amazing stuff. Think about it. He turned nothing into everything. His creativity is all around us, no matter if we live in Yosemite National Park or Park Podunk in the desert. But it's easy for us to get so used to it all that we don't think twice about the creation in our own backyards. We get stuck in front of our video games and screens, and we forget there's a real world way cooler than HD. And a creator who's way more powerful than any action hero. Sometimes we need the wild to give us a wake-up call.